Thank you very much. And first of all, I will start with very unofficial, on personal behalf. I would say, ladies and gentlemen, but dear friends, and I really would like to thank once more for wonderful words and suggest everybody to retire, because, you know, you never know if not retirement, whether I will hear those words. Most probably not, and especially for sure I will not get the present. And now I switch and become very official and start the talk that actually I was given by our regional director, Zuzana Jakob. Dear ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Zuzana Jakob, World Health Organization Regional Director for Europe, I have the honor to welcome you all at the International Conference Sexuality Education, Lessons Learned, and Future Developments in the WHO European Region. Special thanks to our long-standing partner, BZGR. You know, we are exchanging thanks. For really the work that has been put into organization of this conference and to have it happening at last. It was a long way to go. I also would like to thank the government of Germany, especially two ministries, for the possibility and way how you are working together in this very challenging world. Federal Ministry of Family Affairs, Senior Citizens, Women and Youth, as well as the Ministry of Health. Ministry of Health is usually our main partner as World Health Organization. However, it's a wonderful possibility that we are having the joint approach in this country, especially when speaking about young people and adolescents. Besides that, I can't see it here, and the partners, please take your programs and look once more for the wonderful logos that are here. These are our allies. This is, of course, IPPF European Network, and I really hope that my UN brothers and sisters will excuse me that I start with IPPF European Network. Why? I come from that root. You know, personal touch is always there. And, of course, UNESCO and United UN FPA, Population Fund, European and Region, European Region, no, Regional Office for Eastern Europe and Central Asia. You know, it's always a problem. WHO has those big regions, and UNFPA has a little bit smaller, as well as UNICEF here. So in 2012, all 53 member states of the European region adopted strategic directions for Europe Health 2020 and agreed that further improvement of health and well-being is impossible without decreasing inequalities, as mentioned already, as well as if health doesn't become a joint priority for all, a joint for the government, a joint for the population, a joint for professionals. From the four priority areas, two are directly linked with the topics of this conference. One is the life course approach or implementation of life course approach, and the second is empowerment of people. However, usually it takes quite a long way from the moment of when the policy is adopted to the clear key actions to be taken. And actually it took almost 3 years from the regional committee in 2012 to the Minsk conference. And anybody who can raise hands who were in Minsk conference, three people at least are here. Four, okay. The Minsk conference. Minsk conference where people agreed what does it mean, life course approach. It took place in 2015. Ministers and many other policymakers discussed which actions have the most impact for the life course. Sexuality education was mentioned by many speakers and found a place in the famous Minsk Declaration approved by regional committee last year with a resolution. Sexuality education is sensitive and complicated area, and believe me, I know it more than others in our very diverse world. It may be a powerful tool if carried out professionally, and it may cause harm and distort values if it is not professional, if it's poor quality. It really is scaring sometimes what we see if it is not on the right way. Last year, in the Paris High-Level Conference, Working Together for Better Health and Well-being, importance of school health, health education, and collaboration between health and education sectors was discussed a lot. Collaboration is a challenge and requires understanding, time, capacity to listen and to hear. And we know that from our own families, I hope. I'm happy to learn that this conference is attended by experts from 33 countries, representing governments, health and education sectors, civil society organizations, and many young people. And now again, I really would like young people, those who feel young, stand up. It's good I'm standing. Thank you very much. So you see, we have a plenty of young people here. In the 21st century, people live longer and love longer. And we are to consider sexuality education for all age groups. However, our children and grandchildren is and will be priority. We are to do all we can to ensure that they have long and happy lives in a better world. Sexuality education has an important role to reach this goal, and I strongly believe in that personally. I wish us all a very successful conference and hope that it will help us to define next steps and to be brave enough to make them. Thank you very much.